B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Noontime hour here on Zolak and Bertrand with Zolak and Bertrand here in our Town Fair Tire Studios. Make sure you go to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com. Download all of our podcasts.
It's good to be back.
If you need to catch up on things, that's a place to do it. McCone on headlines. We got Louth and T-Bone back there.
Opening packages. T-Bone, you look different.
Person. Sorry, it's critical on air.
What does that mean?
No, you look like you're in better shape than you looked on TV.
Thank
TV
you.
Doesn't make you look good.
So, okay.
All right.
Thanks.
T-Bone came down and let me in. I go, wow, he looks good.
Who's got a better tan?
Me. And I'll have a better tan after today.
I don't know that you can make that argument in good faith, though. Have you seen T-Bone?
Seen this?
Have you seen? No, look at T-Bone. Look at T-Bone's legs, arms.
Dude,
his tan puts other people to shame.
I got a spritz bottle, a sprayer bottle, one of those industrial sprayer bottles, like for to make your own.
Yeah,
like
sure.
Window washing.
I get what you're saying. Sprayer bottle.
I put half water, half baby oil, and I have this carotene.
Are you making a salad?
No, I have an orange, with zero protection, carotene.
That's cute.
And I squirt that in, you shake it up, and I just spritzed it all day yesterday. Just keep a nice little mist on the float. As I'm floating, it just crisps you up a little bit. Nice, crispy.
Making a salad.
It's like a burnt end, when you have your brisket, but get the burnt ends.
He's making a good seasons Italian over there.
Yeah. Croutons. I croutoned myself. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I love how you point out zero protection.
Tom's over there writing us down. What is it? Water.
Zero SPF.
SPF
Johnson,
zero.
J&J baby oil, half and half.
I use SPF -150.
I have that black, jet black, dark tan.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. I ordered it on Amazon. It's great. Still smell like it.
You smell like what?
Just like cocoa butter. Yeah. I smell like the beach. Like a pool.
Apparently over the weekend, Jim, there were teams that officially announced their cancellations of preseason.
But the league didn't. Just teams?
I didn't get a league email.
Patriots didn't have one. Huh?
The Eagles announced it. The Saints announced it. I don't see a official league statement. Maybe we're just reading too much into that. But we'll keep an eye on that. But as far as the agreement goes, though, for the players, have you seen the things that they can be docked if they don't take care of business?
I did not.
A memo sent by the NFLPA to agents this weekend, ESPN obtained a copy, and it says there are several rules governing player contracts, opt-out provisions, and the contractual consequences of a canceled season. The final language of Friday's deal between the league and players will appear in a side letter that is still being negotiated.
See, and this gives them the leverage, too. When we jumped off that state, that falls under conduct detrimental to the team. And when you put yourself out there like that, they expect you to be a professional, to have some pride in your work ethic, to understand this is a job, and you need to go out there and function, and we're dealing with something we haven't seen here in 100 years. So
per the
let's
memo,
be careful.
They are terming high-risk conduct as the following. Ready?
Yep.
Going to an indoor nightclub with more than 15 people.
Oh, that would be bad.
Going to an indoor bar with more than 15 people.
What about a booze cruise out of Boston Harbor?
That's not what they're looking for. An indoor house party with more than 15 people. An indoor music venue with more than 15 people. Any professional sporting event other than applicable NFL games.
Good question.
With more than 15 people.
What if I go to one with 14 people?
You're okay, according to these rules.
Done. I only counted 14.
Going to any indoor religious service attended by more than 25% of a venue's capacity. Yes.
You can't go to church if it's more than 25%.
So let's say a church is letting in half its congregation.
You can't go to that church.
You can't go to that church. Find a new church, they're telling you. Find another church.
Once if it's non-denominational, once if it's really not a church.
Other things addressed.
Place to pray.
There will be no reduction in players' salaries or bonuses if there's a complete season.
Oh.
Play the season, you get paid.
That's fair.
That's pretty good for them. The league's going to lose a lot of revenue.
Money on a gate, yeah.
They're making players whole if they finish the season.
It's fair.
$17 million in player benefits for this year have been canceled, though, including the second career savings plan.
Oh!
Tuition assistance and playoff bye week pay. Those benefits.
You don't get that much anyway during the playoffs.
However, those benefits will be repaid to players through a new benefit after 2023.
Okay. So most still of the, it's just deferred.
Yeah, most of the canceled benefits would have been new this year under the CBA that they just signed in March. They will instead begin next season.
How about retired players asking for a friend?
That's a good question.
Well, yeah.
A player who chooses to opt out must inform his team in writing within 7 days of finalizing the side letter, which, again, this is this other thing that's going on. The contract will toll if you opt out. So you don't skip a year. You just pick up your contract right where it was the following year. A player who chooses to opt out because he is higher risk and in a higher risk medical category will get a $350,000 stipend.
Okay. So that's different than the guy Tardif, the starting guard from the Chiefs,
yes,
that elected out because he's going to go to Canada and help serve on the front line, still continue to work with COVID patients. He is not high risk, but you know, it's not an underlying problem that he has. This is him electing to do this in his life.
All right, so Marcus Cannon is a cancer survivor, right? Isn't he? He would probably qualify as high risk, would he not?
Yes. And
if he was on the fence about retiring, wouldn't you be like, no, no, I'm not retiring. I'm high risk.
Mm.
I'll take that $350K.
That's an easy
Thank
one.
You very much.
Yep. And not play, not get hurt, and go to Texas.
Send that check to Texas. That's where I'll be.
Here's the address in Texas. Yeah. You want a P.O. box.
That's where I'll be. That's where I'll be.
Just got an update from the Patriots real quick.
Oh, what do you got?
On Saturday, they alerted their season ticket holders they have canceled the preseason.
They did?
Yes.
Okay, so it's but the league hasn't announced. Isn't that weird?
No, but I said Patriots have not announced anything, which they have not publicly on social media or anything.
Oh, I have another.
It's not on their website. The preseason schedule is off the website.
Now. Okay.
So.
All right.
Technicality.
Technicality. That's all it is. So
I love being corrected.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Hey,
let's get it right.
I think there's still a chance for a private exhibition game to be played in the event that the season gets delayed for some reason.
Not even that.
No fans, nothing like that. Yeah. I still think there's a chance. I think the league, you know, is taking it as it comes. They're doing the best they can to manage the situation. All right. Those are some of the details. But we also want to talk about Jamal Adams, who was traded, by the way, over the weekend. He was traded to Seattle. We have that on the table. We got more NFL things to get to as far as it relates
to
the season. We didn't even get to the schedule, the ramp up that's been finalized, sort of been set in stone.
Yeah.
I don't think that workload will be as heavy for the first couple of weeks of camp. Based on this schedule.
Camp Cushy's just got a lot cushier.
We'll get to that and the Jamal Adams trade next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
This was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right. Hey now, Johnny, wanna hang on story? Gonna put on my walking shoes. Remember this song first came out, Beatle?
Do you?
Oh, you weren't even born yet, right?
What year did it come out?
Probably 84, 83.
Then I wasn't.
Walk and laugh. Just a feel-good tune. Run down a...
Sure is.
Turn this on. Turn the window. Run. Turn it up. Roll the windows down.
Turn it up, Jim!
It's almost like, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Or... Springsteen, born in the USA, glory days. It's got that glory days feel. He got the motion. The best thing that happened really over the weekend with Jim Murray and, you know, sort of the woke mom getting him for being better. Jim Murray's trying to be better, and he's calling people out. His Twitter today. There's a picture.
This can't be real, right? This can't be real.
It is real.
It's real.
It's real.
This is what happens when we talk about generational gaps.
That's got to be a joke, though, right? No.
Nope.
No, I don't think so.
This is what happens when people make fun of me for saying that the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor, when it's an Animal House joke, but yet people half our age never saw the movie or watched it. Somebody never saw The Godfather. And a picture
even if
was,
you hadn't seen The Godfather, this is a joke. This is a joke, and I don't mean that literally.
I don't know. It's a pretty young Pacino in there, though.
Wearing wool coats in the middle of summer?
Well, it is in the North End, and it looks very Italian-esque. So, I mean...
Italian-esque. You could just say it looks Italian.
This is classic. Like, nobody's got masks on. It's a picture of The Godfather. It's a parade, like when they did the All Saints thing or whatever, you know, when the church thing.
Right.
They're walking down the street, and they're all dressed up, and they're like, hey, there's no social distancing. There's no masks. Look at these. These people are crazy.
Guess what, so? The album that Walk of Life was on
was
released 3 weeks after I was born. So I was here on planet Earth when that
happened. Oh, you were?
Yeah.
What year were you born?
85.
85. So it was around that area.
Yeah. Mm. It's in, baby.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a joke.
It is.
Mari, unbelievable.
Yeah.
So bad. Here's the breakdown. Camp breakdown. Phones are open, by the way. 617-779-0985. Day one of camp. Tomorrow. Testing and virtual meetings. Day two and three. Virtual meetings.
Here's my question. Okay, so I go in for my testing. I show up, do my COVID test. Under normal circumstances, next thing I do is I go to the dining area. There's no buffet then, right?
Probably not.
They usually have a full spread buffet with all of their, hey, they have like 27 blenders there where they have the protein stations. You can make all different mixes of your stuff, and it's all personalized.
Not now.
To each individual diet. You can't grab a banana, peel it, throw it in, get some ice with your hands.
Mm-mm.
That's all different. So now it's probably like you have to sit down. They'll bring you your meal. Tell me what you want.
The guy in first base the other day for the in the base, I forget what game I was watching, but the guy in first base pulled something out of his back pocket. I'm like, what is he doing? It was like an individual pack of sunflower seeds.
Okay. See Anthony Rizzo giving out hand sanitizer to opposing players at first base?
So the guys...
who get to first to go, here, let me give you a squirt.
Okay, so the guy that's at bat. No, real quick.
See it? It was great.
Real quick discussion on that. So the guy that's at bat that has the heel covering and the shin covering because he fouled a ball off.
Yeah, he takes it off.
So he gets the first base after a hit, bends down, takes it off.
Hands it to the coach.
Hands it. Can't do that, right?
They've been doing it.
Have they?
As far as I could see.
Okay.
I feel like it's still happening.
Or does
happening.
He throw it in an area, you know, in
or
relation?
Like the bat boy is still handling the bats.
And I sort of kick it over. Remember, like the
Red Sox case, it's a bat man.
Well, the prophylactic that hit the floor up in Buffalo. The ref didn't want to pick it up. He kind of kicked it off the shoe.
I want to know who the youngest MLB bat boy is now, because they're all men. They're not kids. They're not even close to there being any kids.
What's it take for a man to do that? Seriously. I guess it'd be pretty cool, right? I don't sit here and make fun of male bat boys. Male Batman. No, not Batman. Like, hey, bat signal. But, I mean, how old do you have to be? Is there a prerequisite or?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It used to be, you know, teenagers, college age kids.
Yeah, now or like player 40, sons.
Now it's like 40-year-old men.
Okay.
Day one is testing and virtual meetings.
Okay.
Day two and three, virtual meetings. Day four, testing and virtual meetings.
Mm.
Days five and six, physicals.
Oh, those are always fun, standing in line, waiting for those 6 feet apart. Yeah.
All right. Days 7 through 15 is strength and conditioning, and there will be a day off during days 7 through 15.
Every 7 days, you have to have a day off. That's mandatory.
So there will be, right, you know, strength and conditioning, working out, running, things like that.
This is going to go on until August 18th.
So the 15 days into camp, there will have been virtual meetings, testing, and strength and conditioning work. 15 days in.
Mm-hmm.
Day 16, practice can begin. Day 21, practice with pads can begin.
Okay.
So there will be 3 weeks of camp prior to anyone wearing any pads.
Do you do Oklahoma drill that day?
No.
Do you have goal line?
Doubt it. What do you think? You think those things are going to happen?
If you have pads on, you're going to play football. You got to play football.
So how many padded practices are there total? Seven?
Seven.
My question would be, are you going to spend time doing what you just described? Guys kicking the crap out of each other just for, you know, to get into football mode.
I got a young quarterback. I need to pressure.
Or are they going to say, no, that stuff's out. We need to spend as much time
teaching
as a defensive unit, as an offense, in pads, trying to get up to speed.
You've spent months meeting, virtual meeting, Zoom. If I stare at my freaking computer one more time from home and try, this does sound funny, right?
Yeah, something's weird over there.
Something's echoing.
We don't know what's going on.
Move your mic up a little bit. Up high.
Is that what
talking
it is?
To the bottom of the mic.
How's that?
It's better, but it's I don't.
Sounds the same.
I think it's the mic. I think something's going
on. I sound nasally, like a little bit. I sound like I'm underwater.
I think it's the mic.
I think we got a bad mic here, folks. That's Wallach's mic, so nobody ever knows.
See, like Zoe's barely moving when it happens and it goes in and out. This is what I've been telling Jim. If you've seen me talking,
I'm not
to
touching
Jim.
The mic because this thing's. Oh, this sounds terrible.
See? Zoe didn't
first
move.
First day back. You already break.
Zoe did not move. It. And it just went out and now it sounds normal again.
What else, Dennis? He on his boat?
That's a microphone issue there.
It's a microphone issue. Oh, this sounds terrible. It sounds like, hey, I'm downstairs.
Grab that mic on the side of you and slide it over. Use that one.
Side mic? Get a little side mic here.
Side mic.
Okay, here we go. Oh, wow. That sounds a lot better.
Right?
See a mic over there. Yeah.
Bad mic.
Okay. There we go.
Sound great now. No issues.
But I mean, you see what I'm saying? You've zoomed it out for 5 months now. Like you've had walkthroughs.
You've had a million of these Zoom meetings.
Okay,
right?
we gotta move now.
Cam Newton.
It's
true.
That's right.
Cam's gonna benefit from this probably, right? More time to learn?
No, I disagree.
I knew he's going to say no. Anything that be positive Cam development, Zoe's going to be like, nope.
You just talked about we have no preseason games.
Yeah, it's a problem.
You have seven padded practices. Who knows if you have contact? So right away, you've taken opportunities with the team to move the team away from him, meaning Cam Newton. So Jim, this would benefit the player that is more ingrained in the system. Okay, we're going to do third down blitz period. I bet you Stidham and Hoyer could give you 10 out of 15 plays that Josh would call and the protection and the formation. Is this the way they're tested on game day? This is the way they're tested Saturday morning before the game. You're going to do red zone. We're going to test you on the top 10 plays we're going to call. 2-point plays. Give me your favorite 2-point plays. Cam doesn't know. Which one are they? I don't know. Which one? I bet you Brian has them. Brian was picking up on signals in the other teams against the Rams 2 weeks prior to the Super Bowl, helping them coach the team up. It's those little things that Hoyer and Stidham, and I throw Hoyer in the mix now, I think he has a better understanding of the system than Stidham. I think Stidham is obviously the better player, physically. You know, better upside. If they're going to pick one or the other, they're going with Stidham, okay? And that's the thing. Here's the thing with Hoyer, too. You kind of got to be on Team Stidham, right? Because if Cam's the starter, they're not going to cut Stidham and keep Hoyer, right? Then you.
Oh,
become
I get what you're saying. The alliance.
If Cam is in the lead.
So the difference is this season, they're going to have three quarterbacks. All three of those guys are going to be here. I think all three.
I would hope so.
The chance of losing a quarterback, someone who's forced to quarantine.
See, I think Cam needs to be almost near perfect.
Is there anything in this document, and it's a lot of paperwork, about quarantine procedures? Anyone see anything on that yet? I apologize. I should have looked, tried to find that myself.
It's got
to
be in there.
It just popped into my mind.
Which quarantine?
Oh, 21.
Like the initial
21.
One?
21.
Player quarantine.
That's what I was told by the player.
I know you were told 21. That's why I'm wondering if
21's the number. 21 days. If you test positive for COVID, you're away 21 days. Not 14. 21.
Oh, you're not talking the initial. You're talking a positive test once they start.
I'm talking a positive test for a player in the league.
21. You're away for 3 weeks. Bye.
Yeah. I mean, because it's possible that a quarterback, any of them, contract COVID and maybe are totally fine. Maybe don't even have symptoms. Maybe they do have symptoms. Maybe they're like Eduardo Rodriguez. We have no way of knowing.
Right. Bert said they could stash. Some teams might stash a quarterback away from the facility permanently. Doesn't that sound like the perfect job for Brian Hoyer?
Brian Hoyer, yes, it does. Ben Volen tweeted that over the weekend. I liked that. I said, bingo. That's the Brian Hoyer role. Go away. We don't want to see you. We will break the glass in the event of an emergency.
Can zoom in every day.
You can zoom all the time. Plenty of time to sit home and watch Amazon Prime.
That's what he was told last year. Go work out with Watson, man.
No, but they could still pay him to do it. He's still on the roster. Still getting paid. Just not at the facility.
Yeah, we're still going to cut you your check.
You have a sore throat.
Cut the man. His check.
Ooh, my wrist. No, ooh, my throat.
You'd rather get somebody off the street or Brian Hoyer? Like
Hoyer.
Hoyer.
Yeah. Hoyer.
Yeah.
You call Lewerke.
He knows the offense.
Lewerke? What's his name?
Lewerke. He's gone. They cut him.
Yeah.
Him and Jamar Smith.
And the other kid holds the ball without the strings. Yeah. Gone.
That's damn.
The
one. Sucks. Wanted to see that.
I did too. It's a lot of things I want to see.
But this is what's going on.
We're not going to see it.
If you're an undrafted guy, you've got literally no shot now making it.
But again, I mean, normally we would do our conditioning run, have the physical, and then bang, you're right into padded practice day one.
I should have mentioned
you just read the schedule of 5 days until you're even jogging.
Yeah, you have no shot of making the team out of camp. They might need you later on, the undrafted guys.
Mm.
They might need to call on you. We didn't even get to Jamal Adams, and we didn't even get to Lou Williams yet. We've got all these things to get to.
Good.
What'd you make of the Jamal Adams trade?
Home run for the Jets. We sat here and talked about, would you give up Tom Brady for 2 1s? Who's the player you would give up for 2 1s? Khalil Mack's like the only guy you can think of, right?
So
ain't Khalil Mack.
Home run for the Jets, but now,
home run for the
now
Jets.
The next part, which we will answer next. Why'd Seattle do it? We'll talk about it right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Seattle Seahawks got Jamal Adams and a fourth-round pick and another safety who I don't really know all that well. I forget who it was. In that deal, hard out there. Woo, hard stop. In addition to that,
good job, Nate.
They also give up sending back. The Seattle Seahawks give up two firsts and a third.
Done.
Oh, my God.
See ya.
What a steal.
Yeah. Win, two Jets.
Okay, let's just stop with this. Two first-round picks.
Yeah, deal's already done. You won.
Yep. So we agree. Yeah. Jets hit a home run here. Yeah. They had a disgruntled player. He's really good.
He's a problem.
But it was not going to work there. He's a problem. He's become an issue there. He wanted to be traded. They were able to trade a disgruntled player for two first-round picks. There are other teams that should take note. Like, I would say, Jacksonville Jaguars.
They did it with what the hell's a corner's name? Just got traded to the Rams. Jalen Ramsey. Thank you, McCone. 2 1s there. How'd that work out for them? How'd that defense look? How's that going to look for them down the road after all the stuff they're going to have to pay off the back end of cap problems?
So two teams
can't sign everybody, man.
We're able to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
They did a good job. Jacksonville and Seattle. Who's a team that didn't do a great job with that? I want to say, did Pittsburgh have a trade like that? Trying to remember.
Bell. No. No.
Minkah Fitzpatrick, right?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yes. But they gave up a one, not two.
Yes. There you go. Yeah. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Yep.
So anyway.
But hey, I mean.
Why'd they do it? Why'd Seattle do this?
Seattle did it because it's Pete. And Pete's defense is predicated on that safety that's aggressive, whether it was Earl Thomas, whether it was Cam Chancellor, whether it was Laura Malloy. You know, back in our day when we would sniff around the line of scrimmage and you'd bring him down in there, Pete likes to roll the dice with his safeties. And that's how he plays. That's how he coaches defense.
Is it possible?
You play man-to-man outside and you blitz your safety.
Is it possible that they did this in Seattle because Pete Carroll is about to turn 69 years old in September?
Jesus.
And it's one last go for Pete.
Because you still have Cliff Avril, right? Yeah, Bobby Wagner, Russ Wilson. You got decent offense. You got young receivers who could go get the ball. And you got rid of Frank Clark, right? You got a lot of collateral back for that guy. Sort of starting to re-sculpt that young Legion of Boom type defense again. So you get a stud in the back end in Adams. You get a stud in Wagner in the middle. You got some guys. What's his name? Shaquille, one of the cover corners.
Shaquille Griffin.
Yeah, Griffin. So you got some guys on the outside who can play. Starting to be a little more reminiscent of a young Legion of Boom type defense for him. And that's Pete's forte.
So is this for Pete? Is this one for Pete?
It's my guy.
69 years old.
Yep. You know what?
He doesn't look like he's slowing down, though.
Yeah, we'll put the rest. We'll sign Russ back. Just give me a defense player if I like
it. Would it stun you if he coached until he was like 75?
No. No. I can see Pete coaching the 70.
He's a young 68.
Yeah. Yeah. Young Boy, he aged quick, man.
He's a young 68.
Wow.
You should give him a call, though. See how his summer's been.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Zo? I tried calling him about a week ago.
You did?
Yeah. I'm just drunk down people at our. We played at call the most famous person in your phone.
I know. Yeah. And you got one former star quarterback.
Got picked up. Everybody froze. They didn't know what to say.
Hey, you.
What are you doing shirtless? Look at that, huh?
Pete didn't pick up. Hey, Zo.
Hey.
I was surfing.
Yeah. Last time he called me, he was Pacific Coast Highway with a surfboard sticking out of his sunroof, and he's listening to The Doors. Yeah. Riders on the Storm. His favorite song.
So I think that's maybe what it was. Like keep Pete's last hurrah or something. You know, I don't know. I think everything's possible at that point.
You got to coach up a good defense and need good players.
Like, let's go for it. You know, everyone's sort of examining mortality these days.
Sure.
Whether it's career mortality or life mortality.
Adam's a good player.
Any of these things.
I'm happy because it gets him out of the division. You don't have to see him with the Jets twice a year. Stidham doesn't have to see him. That's a pick six guy, right? Yeah.
Except for week 2.
That's true.
Yeah, that too. Lou Williams, Clippers Lou Williams is being investigated by the NBA. This is just a funny story we needed to mention.
Anybody could have predicted this, right? Like, this is the problem that you knew was going to happen with the NBA bubble.
Lou Williams left the bubble due to a family issue. Oh. And it turns out that it was someone who passed away, and he went to a service for someone who passed away.
I'll pay your respects, sure.
However, while he was out of the bubble, he was photographed by the rapper Jack Harlow at an Atlanta gentleman's club.
Well, it depends when he had the service, you know.
This was on Thursday night. And then Harlow quickly deleted the post on Instagram. Harlow then tweeted on Friday, "That was an old pic of me and Lou. I was just reminiscing because I miss him."
Yeah, see, I do that sometimes, too. I say, hey, let me pick a random picture from a strip club from back in the day because I miss my friend so much so I could share it on social media.
There's just one problem with all this.
What's that?
In the photograph, Lou Williams is holding a drink and wearing an NBA mask that was given out in the Orlando bubble. Yeah.
But see, you don't understand. When you have a funeral,
Lou,
or you have a service, you got to pick a nice little place to have a little after thing at. You know, whether it's a lunch or a brunch or legs and eggs, I mean, it's you got to find something. And maybe they had the social gathering after the services at this gentleman's club.
Sources told ESPN that Williams has been interviewed by NBA security about his whereabouts while he was away. He told security He went to the Magic City Gentlemen's Club in Atlanta for a short time on Thursday, but there were no entertainers present while he was there.
Maybe he thought it was the Magic Kingdom.
Hold on. Stop. Where were the entertainers? Why is the strip club is open?
Amateur night. Nobody showed up.
Hey, what's going on down in Rhode Island, by the way? Are they still doing it out in the parking lot?
McCone, you still go to amateur night at Foxy Lady?
Rhode Island?
I wouldn't know anything about
What's going on in Rhode Island?
Come on, McCone. You usually report on this stuff. Your station.
They still have the outdoor dancing?
Oh, could you imagine today, 105 out? What's it feels like temperature in that Home Depot parking lot attached to Club Shabooms?
Somebody listening knows what's going
on.
Club Cadillac,
that's
right?
Very sticky.
Cadillac Lounge.
Stickier than usual down there in Rhode Island today.
No wet dollar bills today.
Soggy. Come on into the soggy dollar.
Look at that sweat roll down.
Wow. Williams told investigators that he attended a viewing for Paul Williams, which ended around 6 p.m. on Thursday, and then he went to Magic City for dinner.
I mean, that's the first thing. That's the first place I think. Hey, where do you really want to go out to eat? Get a good meal. Let's go to strip club.
It's like,
and
what'd
eat.
You have? Oh, just the eggs. There were no entertainers.
Yeah, steak in a bag, just like a Waffle House. Yeah. They go. You see, order steak here. They cut it out of a plastic bag.
That was the wings, right?
Yeah, it was wings.
He has wings named after him at the place.
I have a Zoe Burger at Parker's Pub, but I don't run in there and say, hey, give me the Zoe Burger all the time. You know?
So Williams went to the strip club to have dinner. He was only there a short time.
Must
there
be good wings.
No entertainers present. So he was there, I guess, for the wings.
Again, go back to where you can order things from, like the Palm Restaurant and all that at the NBA bubble. I guess you get tired of it after a while, right?
Yeah, I guess. Well, the league is not happy. Now he's going to be in quarantine.
Dumbass.
What are you doing?
Stupid.
What are you doing?
So
here's
stupid.
An idea. Don't have your friend take a photo of you while you're there.
Yeah, don't pose for a picture.
Oh, I just missed my good buddy Lou.
What?
Just reminiscing. Reminiscing because I miss him so much. We have something to give away for you.
This is great.
We have a prize.
Want a party.
We have tickets to what I believe will be the first live sporting event in New England since the pandemic began.
You see the weather Sunday? 87 and sunny. It's going to be hot. You're going to need a cooler.
And when I say athletic event, I mean with fans. First thing that's open to fans.
Yeah.
We're giving away tickets to see the race, the NASCAR race on Sunday.
Get your pickup truck ready.
We'll give you the tickets. We'll give them away next.
Nice.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is.
It's not as important as you think. Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Right now, as promised, caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. That's the contest number. That's the number specifically you need to call to win the prize. 617-931-0985. You will score a pair of passes to the Foxwoods Resort Casino 301 coming to the New Hampshire Motor Speedway this Sunday, August 2nd.
Get hammered.
Tickets available at NHMS.com.
You ever been to a race, McCone?
I haven't. I would love to go.
You haven't?
No.
I've been to one. It's an event.
Tailgate, everything like that.
You gotta bring the folding chair like the old ones with the slats, you know, the thick 3-inch slats. None of that new stuff. We had a classic one. And styrofoam coolers.
Yeah.
That's classy. Yeah.
Class it up.
Yeah.
And Bud Heavies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Camels. Yep.
All right. So that's coming up Sunday.
Sure.
in Loudoun. You want to jump on that? Be caller 10 right now. You'll win the tickets.
A hot rubber up there, man.
Before we get to something on the NBA, Dre in Boston has something on the Magic City Wings and Lou Williams. Dre.
Yeah, I do. I mean, in Atlanta, just culturally, because I have a lot of family from the area, so I'm there a lot. Most of the strip establishments, their main thing, honestly, is their food. And they sell some of the best food. People go there, get takeout. Some people just sit in there, separate from the dancers, nowhere near them. But you can really sit in there and have a meal. So I could see it happening with him.
I did not know that. I know that the strip club culture is very big there. They've got strip clubs everywhere.
There's some high-end ones, they say, down in like Lauderdale, Miami area, too, that have like steaks that equal, you know, Morton's.
And Jim Murray's very familiar with the strip club establishments of Atlanta. I think he might have something on that coming up today.
Did you see what Johnny Manziel tweeted out?
No. What?
He said it's the best wings he's ever had.
Okay, so there
it's
you go.
It's called McCone. Should have been spit that out.
Was that last segment?
I thought you guys were going to bring it up. I already stepped over one segment.
Good
I didn't
God,
want to do it again.
McCone?
I thought you were setting it up earlier. I'm getting my feet. I'm
like, that's your spot wet. Right there.
I know.
Could have used that a segment ago.
Not in stupid headline stuff.
Thank you for the tip, though, Dre. Good to know.
Nice.
It's like a sports pub with great food here is a strip club in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
That's sort of what we're going with there? That's the equivalent?
Yeah.
Right? You've got some pubs here in New England that have great food.
Great pub food. Great fish and chips yesterday.
Right? Wow. But down there, that exists in the strip club.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that explains that. He was there for a meal and nothing more. It's a little different than what we have in these parts.
I just remember somebody I knew that went and had the eggs and legs at the Venice, and it was, oh, my God.
The one you're talking about, there's one in Vegas that's a strip club that has like a steakhouse in it, like a full sit-down steakhouse.
Probably.
Yeah, anyway. All right. But we do want to get to the NBA a little bit as it relates to the Celtics. The broadcast of their exhibition game yesterday. And by the way, Gasper Murray can break down the exhibition games. I'm not doing it.
Well, that's their forte.
I'm not doing
on
it.
Saturdays.
Not
right.
doing it.
Right.
I'm gonna because even if things don't go well for the Celtics, I don't think they've looked great, but I don't care.
I don't dig the green hue of the coaching shirts.
I'm going to grade them and judge them based on their real games. I would not hold these games against them. I won't do it. Even if there are concerns about their size. Yeah. And their ability to get, you know, matched up against Philadelphia and come out on the right side. I'm not going to get into that. Let's wait till we have some real games. All right? That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
I'm going to reserve judgment until we play real games. But the broadcast yesterday.
Took place right down the
hallway.
Brandy
and Max
here,
are warming up. They're getting back into the swing of things.
Yeah.
How'd it sound, Jim? How did it go?
You want to hear the intro to the broadcast?
Love to.
Here's Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell.
On location. As we say in the business,
this afternoon,
the Celtics play the second of three scrimmages before resuming the season as they take on Devin Booker and the Phoenix Suns. It has been a while, so just so we're up to speed, I'm still Sean Grandy. Cedric Maxwell remains by my side, although by my side now is defined as 6 feet away. It was nearly 20 weeks ago. That would be your job.
Yeah. Oh, so that's Max. That's Max making dinosaur
sounds. That's Max trying to do his crowd noise. Does he not realize we have plenty of crowd noise already?
I don't think he was being fed that.
First game on the station, broadcast in 4.5 months.
And that's what Max is coming out with.
I don't know what, like, Dennis was engineering the game. And I don't know what his reaction was, but my reaction was, what's going on? I was sitting in the office.
My head just
Jim came to work yesterday. You were here at the office.
Yeah, for a couple hours.
Making sure that everything was going smoothly. Corporate Jim was in the house. Working on a Sunday. And so Max is providing his own sound effect.
On location, as we say in...
I would have been like, uh-oh, what happened? We have a loose wire somewhere?
Or a tin can being drug on a chalkboard.
Something wrong with the feed? Oh, no. Was there more? Or was that it?
About 1 minute into the game.
Okay, 1 minute.
This is a longer clip. There's a couple things in here.
He didn't do it again, did he?
Well, the play like that, you see, counted in one. You look at it, I would have gave it to him.
Suns have missed their first four shots. Dice bobs the entry towards Hayward, knocked away by Bridges. Trying to describe again some of what's going on at the court. Booker right side three is no good. They missed their first five shots, and the rebound goes off Šarić out of bounds. It will be Celtics ball already leading 4-0. The noise in the arena, not only are you going to have some and you're going to have music, they are going to try to replicate what it sounds like in the home team's arena. The Celtics are the home team here. Green is the dominant color on all the video boards. Tatum in the paint, double team, finds Hayward cutting, throws out to the open man of the corner, Jaylen Brown, three in the air, got it.
Whoa, it's that guy right now laying out. 3 points, Celtics.
All right, you're finding us a little too amusing. Shards drives.
It's a good breakdown by Max here.
Randy's so professional.
I feel bad for him and Bob Sosi. Like me and Max are just trying. We're just taking some.
You and Max have so much in common. It's
I love it.
Funny.
Love it. He better mention.
Whoa. What's that guy right now laying out? 3 points, Celtics.
Touchdown. Hoyer.
This is going to be a problem for both Max and Zoe.
It's a big problem. Very distracting.
And Granny's like, well, I'm trying to describe what's happening on the floor.
Granny just smooth. Kicks it outside, back inside, think of something like that.
I'm trying to describe the game.
I like how Granny says, well, the Celtics are doing a good job here. Like they're there. Like, Granny is giving the impression that they are there.
It
Granny,
sounded like they were there.
Granny putting like his head there. Down and doing the job.
Does Max talk about food at all?
Fully ignoring Max.
Well, I mean, the halftime, they have the halftime spread at these arenas. And so, you know.
If we're
going to be here in studio where we are,
if we're going to be required to do
looking
games
for
here,
a halftime spread,
you better have a spread here.
Here's just before halftime, just okay. About halftime.
Half court, he'll shoot from anywhere, launches a deep three. It's an air ball. That's how the first half will come to an end. So the Celtics got off to a great start.
Anybody want anything from Shaw?
If Max is not back in the second half, it's because he's had to quarantine, a 10-minute quarantine, maybe coming back. Celtics fall behind by 9. But
he's walking next door to Shaw's at halftime.
He's right next door.
He's going to the grocery store.
The Shaw's is highly underrated, man.
It's a great
this
store.
It's phenomenal.
We'll come to an end. So the Celtics got off to a great
anybody
start.
Anybody want anything from Shaw's?
Yeah, Sosi would go, fresh veggies, cut mushrooms, peppers, onions.
Fried chicken experts.
Shaw's with some of the best fried chicken dinners for your family. He does phenomenal reads for Shaw's. Yes. And fresh cut peppers, veggies, onions.
Him and Joe Castiglione. Mm. Only at Shaw's.
What about going for Joe? Where does he call the games from?
I have no idea.
He's got
They
got to have him in some
That's
closet.
A problem we don't need to concern
they
ourselves
gotta
with.
They got to have him in some closet.
Hell, this station, we don't even need you to watch the games. Not a requirement to work here.
I'll try to be better.
We're working on being better.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what their setup is, but I know what ours is.
So, yeah.
I went down there. Have you looked?
Yeah, in the green room. It's pretty damn cool.
Saw it.
You got all the different monitors in there. That's one thing I'm concerned with. You know, say it if we're required not or not required to travel with the team or not able to. You know, where are we going to be calling games from? And what type of feeds are we going to? I just can't call it off a TV feed. I need high angle. I need to see groupings. I need to see personnel.
Outside of the PA guy being a little loud, the sounds were pretty good coming from the arena.
I thought the court sound, the squeaking of the sneakers, all of it was good.
I liked it.
I thought that sounded great.
That sounded really good.
Quite frankly.
Nice job, Dennis and company there.
And there's no fake crowd, right? There's no fake crowd noise. There's arena noise.
There's arena noise, but they're supposed to be incorporating that. Maybe they said as the scrimmages go on, they're going to start incorporating more stuff. They're going to have a mix of like sound from like...
Can I be honest with you?
Arena crowd, NBA 2K... The people that are on Zoom on the side, on those video boards, those people are going to be piped in a little bit into the audio mix.
That to me sounded good.
Yeah, listen, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah. You know what I do think in baseball, you could go, and in any sport, I feel like the regular season games, you can sort of not go overboard on that. When you get to the playoffs, you're probably going to need it.
Oh, God, yeah.
For players. Like, give them something to hear if they need it. I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of that's the in-arena sound, too. That's what the players are hearing. They're hearing all the stuff we heard on the broadcast,
right, which is what they'd normally be hearing anyway. All right, 617-779-0985. We have given away the tickets to NASCAR, which is bad news for right now. But the good news is we've got more tickets to give away all week long. Is that right, Jim? We're going to do this how many times this week?
Five times.
This is the first of five times. So we've got four more chances for you to win. Every day this week, we're going to give away tickets. So if you didn't win today, you can try again tomorrow. We have given away today's pair. Thank you for participating. McCone has your headlines. We're right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.